You don't want hepatitis C. It quietly scars your liver, and when it's left untreated, you end up with cancer or needing a transplant. Traditionally, it's been associated with HIV and using needle drugs, but the Federal Centers for Disease Control now recommends anyone born between 1945 and 1965 should get tested at least once as part of a normal physical, because 3/4 of the people infected are in that age group.
Hepatitis C is a blood-borne pathogen.
Ann Brenner manages hepatitis prevention for the Washington Department of Health.
I think that blood-borne pathogens and universal precautions have changed throughout our lifetime. And so potentially somebody could have been exposed at some point.
Through any sort of contact with the blood of an infected person. Vietnam vets could be carriers. If you had a blood transfusion in the hospital prior to 1993, you might be a carrier. Most people with the disease don't know it. In the last year, a new rapid test using a finger prick came on the market. It's available in King County and by June should roll out in other communities. The good news is 2 new medications also earned recent approval and 2 more are on the way. The traditional treatment took 3 to 6 months and often left patients exhausted. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.